President Biden calls for expanding the number of drugs Medicare can negotiate prices on. Cigna strikes a deal with drug makers to cap the cost of popular obesity medications for employer-sponsored health plans. And Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Drugs inks its first health system partnership. It's Friday, March 8th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. As a note to our listeners, the podcast will be off this upcoming Monday. We return on Tuesday with the second half of my conversation with Selena Cunanan, Chief Diversity, Equity, and Belonging Officer at University Hospitals in Cleveland, Ohio, about how diversifying their talent pipeline, and by extension, University Hospitals' workforce, benefits both the system and the community as a whole.
If we really want to quell the workforce shortages that all healthcare organizations have, we have to tap into our most precious resource, which is our youth, and especially the youth here in Cleveland, and making sure that we look at it for us as a way to diversify the pipeline as well.
That's coming up on Tuesday. Be sure to join us. President Biden wants to expand the number of prescription medications that Medicare can negotiate in its annual drug price negotiations. The Medicare Drug Price Negotiation Program was put into place through 2022's Inflation Reduction Act and authorizes the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to work with companies to bring down the costs of drugs commonly prescribed to Medicare recipients. In a fact sheet released by the White House on Wednesday, Biden issued a call to Congress to empower Medicare to increase the number of drugs it can negotiate through the program to 50. CMS recently sent its first prices for negotiations for 10 Part D drugs to pharmaceutical companies, and the program is currently slated to expand to 20 drugs. This was one of several healthcare-related initiatives the president outlined during his State of the Union address last night. Biden called on Congress to expand the cap on out-of-pocket prescription drug costs. A $2,000 annual cap on cost sharing for Medicare beneficiaries will go into effect in 2025. Biden proposed to lawmakers that this should be expanded to all individuals with employer-sponsored healthcare coverage. Just Healthcare Daily will continue to monitor these proposals and provide updates as more news becomes available throughout the coming months. Cigna will cap the cost of popular and expensive weight loss drugs for employer-sponsored health plans. The health insurer's pharmacy benefits manager, Evernorth, announced at the company's 2024 Investor Day on Thursday that it had established what it said was the industry's first financial guarantee for clients interested in covering GLP-1 drugs through an expansion of its program EncircleRx, which works with patients with diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and obesity. The company said that the plan will allow for greater predictability related to covering the cost of these drugs. A Cigna spokesperson told CNBC that the PBM struck deals with drug makers Novo Nordisk, the maker of Ozempic and Wegovy, and Eli Lilly, which manufactures Mounjaro and Zepbound. Cigna would limit spending increases for weight loss and diabetes drugs to a maximum of 15% every year. No further details related to the deal were made public. GLP-1 drugs, or glucagon-like peptide 1 agonist drugs, were originally developed to manage type 2 diabetes, but took off amongst the general public after they were found to aid in losing weight. Though the drugs are popular, they're also quite expensive. The list price for a monthly supply of semaglutide, the generic name for injectable drugs Ozempic and Wegovy, used for diabetes treatment and chronic weight management respectively, is more than $900 for a one-month supply without insurance coverage. And patients must continue to use these drugs regularly in order to see effects. Because of the cost, many insurers and health plans have debated whether or not to cover the drugs for weight loss. Recently, North Carolina announced it will no longer cover the weight loss drugs for beneficiaries in its state-sponsored health plan due to the cost. In a fact sheet released by the state last September, it estimated that continued coverage of these drugs in 2024 would cost the plan $297 million before rebates and cost sharing. Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs has partnered with a health system to provide lower-cost prescription medications for the first time. Franklin, Tennessee-based Community Health Systems, or CHS, a for-profit national health system, announced on Thursday that it would purchase select pharmaceuticals from the low-cost drug distributor and drug maker. In a release, CHS said that its 10 hospitals in Texas and Pennsylvania will be the first to purchase the drugs, including epinephrine and norepinephrine. Thursday's announcement coincides with the opening of a fill-and-finish drug manufacturing plant owned and operated by Cost Plus Drugs in Dallas, Texas. Cost Plus Drugs CEO Dr. Alex Oshmiansky first announced the plan to sell directly to hospitals last summer. Oshmiansky told Modern Health that each vial of epinephrine and norepinephrine will cost less than $20. He also told the publication that Cost Plus is licensed to manufacture drugs in 4 states and hopes to secure licensing in the remaining 46 states within the next year. This has been GIST Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The GIST Weekly.